Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 20th day of December, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Proper tip of the day. Question, do you have your night vision? Do you? If not, get it. I suggest the first piece of equipment you get in night vision be a weapon sight, because you can use a weapon sight for casual observation, but you can't use a monocular for a weapon sight. So if you can only afford one, you get a weapon sight first. That's your prepper tip of the day. You might want to check out Optics Planet. That's opticsplanet.com. They have an excellent selection of all kinds of optics, including night vision. Okay, we have a patient waiting in the green room, I hope. My friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist, prolific author, having authored 10 books with more on the way, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Excuse me. How am I doing here? Good
well,
sound?
Your audio is okay. It sounds like you got a frog in your throat, though.
Oh, I started out. Yeah, sorry. I hadn't talked yet this morning. So those were the first words out of my mouth.
You need to do a warm-up, it sounds like, a little warm-up to prepare for talking to 10,000 people.
There we go, yeah.
All right.
A question, John, on your prepper tip of the day. How much should people expect to spend for night vision?
As much as they can afford. I know that's a flippant answer. You can get into an entry-level night vision for a couple hundred bucks, which, as we frequently say, Jim, some night vision is better than no night vision at all. When you get to about the $1,000 level, you're beginning to get to more professional quality. Between $1,000 and $2,000, you get into genuine professional grade equipment that would be used by people who do this for a living in terms of night operations. But I've been encouraging you for several years, Jim, to look at the night sky with night vision. And as I sometimes tell people, Jim, it's like you've never seen the sky before. All those empty dark areas in the night sky. They don't exist when you use night vision. It's just a complete blanket of stars.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. And, of course, you don't have to wait for a meteor shower because you'll see a meteor every 10 to 15 seconds.
There was just a meteor shower, the Gemini meteor shower, which they claim is from this little teeny piece of rock, which is kind of ridiculous. I think there was a bigger comet there at one time and left this trail of debris. And that rock that they think is the cause of it was a piece of debris itself. But you can't get astronomers to break away from their mold. Once they get something in their brain, then that's the gospel truth, and that's where it's going to sit for time immemorial. But we just had the Geminis. That was Thursday evening. And it's another thing that people do is take a camera out, and they just point it towards the sky on a tripod, open the shutter, and let it go. And then you get this rain of, it's a time exposure, so you get the stars in the night background, but then you get this rain of meteorites that are zipping through the atmosphere. So it's another way to look. But, yeah, I'll have to follow your lead there and get some night vision.
Well, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
The other thing is if there's somebody, say, around your house or there's something moving, then you've got the advantage instead of trying to turn on your light on the house, which usually blinds you from seeing anything. That's this one I should mention, too. I used to talk about security, and people would put on these big blasting lights, excuse me, for security. And really, when you say you're coming home and you have your big bright lights on, you can't see anything. People could be hiding easily, and you're blinded. You've actually blinded yourself by having these big bright lights on. So bright lights do not give security.
Well, I believe it depends on the situation. There are situations when there's vast open areas, for example, and no place to hide, where bright lights don't provide any concealment. So it does depend on the situation. But night vision is phenomenal. Anything involving transistors, resistors, diodes is getting less expensive and better and smaller as these years pass by, to the point where high-quality equipment can be had for relatively little money. And it's certainly a major advantage to have night vision if you're dealing with criminals after dark.
Hmm. Right, yeah, because they... and that's when people, that mode, that's when they go out, too. They take advantage of people and... their weaknesses, and they don't expect somebody to come out and be able to see them moving.
That's right. That's right. Well, Jim, lots going on in the world. We had a 6-hour power outage at the world's busiest airport in Atlanta earlier this week. Amtrak on its initial run ran off the tracks at 80 miles an hour. The tracks were rated at going 30 miles an hour. And there's some mystery about why the brand new Amtrak run was being covered at 80 miles an hour when the track itself was only rated to 30 miles an hour. And of course, the issues with North Korea continue. The war drums are beating, and it's not a flight of fancy to be concerned that World War III could start in the Korean Peninsula, is it, sir?
Well, yeah, that's. I think if it started, there could be a lot of reservation of the big powers to do more. I don't know what the relation between China and the U.S. is, but they're the two ones. It sounds almost like Russia would be just stand aside and see what happens. But yeah, it's once things start, the gloves are off, and you cannot expect anything that you thought you knew before to apply.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments, ladies and gentlemen, here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Jim, there's been another segue here. About 80, 82 healthcare professionals that have died under, shall we say, mysterious circumstances, all of whom were involved with alternative healing modalities that did not involve the pharmacy industry. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but I am, and I'm very concerned about it. Are you aware of that issue?
Yes, I am. I'm concerned about that also. It's pretty strange, and in today's world, there are people who are tracking this and exposing it. But yeah, there's a real problem with the pharmaceutical industry, of course, is the most power by a factor of six in Congress. So they like their money, they like their power and their monopoly, and that does not fall easily. So I don't know other than what you're saying that's going on, and that, you know, there's certainly a pattern. But when those patterns start, it's just like random shooters. They're not random. That's the first thing you notice. There's nothing random about them. They're all very related. When you see set up all of the parameters, including the fact that the guy ends up dead at the end of this, 100% of the time, they're not alive to tell the tale or be questioned, and even if they were, all their equipment, etc., is confiscated, and there's no real investigation, ever. And there's certainly no investigation of by independent parties that can have access to the equipment or whatever to see if they're related, to see who they've been communicating with. And my contention all along is that these are very related. They're I just to put a broad paintbrush, a CIA-related like mind control programs where they have these people sitting all over the place, and at the push of a button, you can have, you know, a guy walk out and start shooting at any place in the United States, literally.
Right, right. Well, that is a major concern, and people need to be aware of this. Jim, what's big on your radar screen this morning, sir?
Well, something has been going on since around the year 2000. And that's when Hale-Bopp was still moving in the solar system, was starting to leave the solar system. And it, for about 7 years, had been heavily discharging the solar capacitor. And that's what is responsible for our solar cycle. We had a double-peaked solar cycle in the year 2000, and it was very high, and we used to have X-class flares every day, sometimes two or three of them, and the sun looked like a popcorn popper. Since then, the sun has diminished in energy. We've had periods of time for years without any sunspots at all, although they claim 260 days was the longest stretch. But they're counting just little surface blemishes as sunspots when they do that. But right now we're heading into a solar minimum that will probably be one of the lowest solar minimums in history. So people might ask, well, what does that mean? What it really means is the sunspots really don't have anything to do with anything. Because we still have weather. We still have severe weather. We still have pretty much all the weather we've always had without any sunspots at all. So what that tells you is that the scientists and other yahoos that have been running around talking about sunspots related to Earth's weather are completely wrong. And that's absolute proof of it.
Well, Jim, that's pretty mainstream thought that sunspots have a direct effect on the weather here on planet Earth. That's very important information that you're getting out there, sir.
Yeah, and so it's like El Nino. El Nino has absolutely nothing to do with our weather, and never did. It's what they could throw in along with everything in the kitchen sink, upper wind shear, everything else they could think of to try and explain why there was weather or why there was not weather of many kinds, including all the way up to hurricanes. So El Niño, La Niña were just names that scientists could use to continue to collect a paycheck when they absolutely had no clue what was really going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this whole El Niño, La Niña thing began public recognition of that, what, 15, 20 years ago? I never heard of it before then, I don't believe.
Right. Well, the El Niño was something that goes back hundreds of years ago, but it was the fishermen along the west coast of South America and up through Mexico and El Niño and the Caribbean, but primarily South America, the west, the Pacific coast. And it was related to a rainy spell that lasted through Christmas. So that's where El Niño is the child. That's just a slang expression. And that is something that happens. There are times when it's just rainy and, you know, back in the old days, it just was rainy. Well, someone tried to relate it to the surface temperature heating of the Pacific Ocean. And which really, if you know, once they established that as alleged fact, then it stayed there. But it really has nothing to do with the heating of the Pacific Ocean. And the heating of the Pacific Ocean is surface heating. It doesn't come from below. It's not volcanic. And it's like the first top couple meters. And this can happen when you watch it happen. It's pretty strange. But the surface of vast areas of the equatorial Pacific Ocean can raise 1 or 2 degrees centigrade in a matter of hours all over. And then they said, oh, this is due to the wafting of waves coming in from someplace. Well, that doesn't make any sense either. But what the real cause is we get these blasts of energy that come from outer space, and they make their way down to the surface of the Earth. And it's joule heating. It's like electrical heating. It's a broad electrical heating of the Pacific Ocean. And so that's what's going on. And it's a issue that happens around Christmas time, and that time of year at least. But it's not related to the rain. And any weather that might be caused in the Pacific Ocean has to cross the Indian Ocean, Africa, etc., before it ever gets to the Atlantic Ocean. And they're trying to use this heating of the Pacific Ocean. Then they called that El Niño, which is totally false. And then they tried to relate it to hurricane production, which is totally false. So when El Niño didn't happen, then they said, oh, it was a cooling of the Pacific Ocean, and called that La Niña. And that has nothing to do with Atlantic weather either. So anyway, that's a little brief history of time there.
Well, the obvious question, Jim, is why do they engage in this disinformation?
Well, because the structure here is there's some idiots in level 2 science that are very useful. Because if they can continue to talk about that, then they don't have to discuss the real issue. And that is that hurricanes and the foul weather in the Atlantic is caused by electrical conditions in the solar system, which again has nothing to do with sunspots, has really nothing to do with El Niño. And then they can continue to talk, or this last fall when we had a rash of man-made hurricanes, they could get the yo-yo meteorologists on TV to come out and say, oh, it's that warming of the Pacific Ocean. The hurricane will go out over warm water again and build up power, which is not true.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We've got a break. Call in and numbers 800-313-9443.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of December, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got a couple of questions from a caller off air. Before we get to those, you have two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, John. So every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And by the way, I was amazed to find out that there were a lot of people that didn't know that I was on shortwave. And so I told people they have to go out and get a shortwave radio and actually listen to me on shortwave. So all the frequencies, et cetera, on my webpage. But every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And then Friday night it re-airs from WTWW on a different frequency than Saturday morning again. Then it re-airs Saturday in the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere by satellite. So all of those ways to listen, and also the archives are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then also my paid cast, which is $3.95 per month. And you get every week an extra paid cast with the scientific deep dive into esoteric scientific topics. All of that available on my webpage. And just to mention, quickly, people are responding very favorably about the upcoming installations of wings systems for energy. So if people have a farm or a ranch where there's serious need for alternative power, then email me. All the information is on the webpage also.
All right. First question off air is, if you have any update on Fukushima, we would like to hear that.
Well, other than it's continuing, the Japanese want to dump a tremendous amount of water into the ocean, which they're doing every day. No, it's horrific. It's the worst pollution event in the history of man. And if you take the known historically recent, say, asteroid collisions on Earth, they're just a drop in the bucket. There's, you know, and so this is a man-made event that once it happened, nobody's doing anything about it. It's just insane. You know, I don't know, just absolute insanity. So I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
I've tried to get word to people, and, you know, it's the big problem here is the Atomic Energy Commission, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the international agencies. The United Nations has such an agency, and they're not doing anything.
Jim, would it be a fair statement to say that a consequence of the Fukushima accident is the Pacific Ocean is dying?
I don't have a direct measurement on that. There are people that are talking about that who say that all along the coastline, there's nothing left. And so, yeah, I have no idea. The fisheries, there's a lot of scuttled information on this whole situation about the Pacific Ocean. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. And
I don't have a real read on it myself. I've been trying to get information, but I don't have yet to find real, what I consider real information that I can say myself.
Okay, gotcha. The second question, if you have any thoughts on the Bosnian pyramids, our listener would like to know that.
Actually not. What we've got are what are apparently man-made structures sticking out the side of a hill, and I believe they're still trying to excavate, but I've yet to see anything that would tell me that there's actually a building under there, a man-made building. And here's the problem. I've been to a lot of places where there are cyclic structures in geological formations. And just because you see a repetitive pattern doesn't mean it was made by man. A lot of them can fool you. So I don't know. I don't have an answer whether it's good or bad or it's real or not. I don't have an answer. I've never been there myself. It'd be nice. I'd like to go there someday and check it out, but I have not been there myself. So once again, I can't give you a solid answer on that.
All right. All right. Well, that's fair enough. We talked about that on my show yesterday a little bit, but it's a fascinating area of study, to say the least.
Yeah, it is. Yes. You have two forces. You have professional archaeology, which is walking blind, and then you have the possibility of other people misinterpreting natural structures. You know, so right. Yeah, I don't know where it falls.
Right. Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got some news this morning. We have a new image. It will be posted the next day or so, an image of North America with new coastlines. It's a TV show. I don't have it right here in front of me. It's about these men who operate a business to recover trucks that are stuck in the Arctic, in the very cold parts of Canada. And so it's the TV show is, let's see, what do they call this? Highway Through Hell. Highway Through Hell. And the map is on the office of the owner. I've got the map here in front of me, full-color map of the Lower 48, and we've got a inland sea stretching up from the Gulf of Mexico. Fascinating map. That'll be posted in a day or so. Also, my website, of course, Energy Cleaners. I'm picking up a fresh batch from Tom Berryhill tomorrow sometime. Getting all caught up with orders. This is a busy, busy time of year. People buying energy cleaners for friends and loved ones that they want to see get their health back. If you have arthritis pain or joint pain or back pain, it will most likely help you. Not getting a great night's sleep probably helped there as well. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, soon to be 90 days, quite frankly. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes for the energy cleaner. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you want. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, and of course a handy travel size, 12 by 24 inches. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, If you need to send a check, my address is there at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
How you doing? I got a couple questions. Living in Wisconsin, I was just introduced to a gentleman by the name of John Brandenburg, who's a physicist at University of Wisconsin-Madison. I was just curious if the doctor has any knowledge of this gentleman.
Not offhand, of course. If you put it in perspective, maybe...
He has written several books. It's interesting. He's got a background in intelligence. Did a 15-year stint in the intelligence community, and he came up with some books. And I was just listening to a interview he did on Camelot, and they kind of brought up a bunch of things that, you know, are kind of in the wind. And I was just wondering if you'd ever heard of this guy.
I just quick typed it in, and the first thing that comes up is Rational Wiki, which is a total CIA-controlled webpage. It's like Wikipedia has become completely controlled by the CIA when it comes to science. And so Rational Wiki is like the extreme. This is the John Birch of you know, just the name itself tells you that they believe that they're rational. And I don't, there's no posting about me on Wikipedia, for example. They used to have one that was very bad, but all it did was send people to my webpage. And so I got some nice traffic out of it, and they realized that they were just helping me. And so now I officially don't exist in Wikipedia. But on Rational Wiki, I'm a crank scientist that, you know, on and, you know, just complete misrepresentation of anything I said. You know, a Planet X nutcase, you know, throw it in everything but the kitchen sink. So
did they say anything about Brandenburg there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you type in the name, the first thing that pops up is Rational Wiki. Rational Wiki. And so anyway, that would tend to mean that he's rubbed somebody the wrong way enough to get posting in Rational Wiki.
I think that's exactly it, because in this interview, I mean, this guy started talking about stuff that blew me off the chair. I thought, wow, this guy shouldn't be talking about stuff like this.
I
don't know where he's at or where he's going, but it's just that I'm, you know, living in Wisconsin, and all of a sudden this guy's on the radar. I just wondered if, you know, I listen to you guys every week, and I look forward to your show. And like I said, when I heard this, I figured I better chime in and ask about it.
Okay. Yeah, and they totally destroy any positive work that you have done. But anyway, this does ring a bell now, that he was talking about thermonuclear war on Mars in the distant past. And
he did a paper that rang a bunch of bells, I guess, you know.
Yeah, and so let me just read the first sentence here. It says, Johnny Brandenburg is a plasma physicist, so he is credentialed. He's done work at national laboratories, etc. And it says, who went somewhat off the rails in 2012. This is this is Rational Wiki lingo. And then it puts him in with aliens did it, ufology, Muscovium, on and on. And it kind of throws these people into buckets with other nutcase things. And remember that a lot of the nutcase stuff is actually created by the CIA. And so they can do this. And then they throw people into these. They don't talk about, for example, my background. I have 25 years in a completely different field called telecommunications, where I did amazing work. I worked in all of the time I was working, I was just completely under the radar, because they go after you. They go after your paycheck. They'll go to the company. They'll where you work. They'll say all kinds of things, and all of a sudden people start looking at you funny, and you know, I mean, they go after you. Believe me. So I had to work all that time incognito, in a sense, and not talk about where, you know, because that's your paycheck. That's where you get your living and right. other important things. But they, you know, and that's, of course, what happened to me at Cornell. They just went right to the head of the department and said, you got to get this guy out of here. And
I thank you for this information, and it's really amazing to me. And that's why I like listening to you guys. You always seem to come up with some answers. And thank you, and you guys have a great day today.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, Jim, I've got a listing of Brandenburg's three books here on Amazon. The first is Death on Mars. Then we go to Life and Death on Mars, The New Mars Synthesis. And then last but not least, Beyond Einstein's Unified Field, Gravity and Electromagnetism Redefined. So he's a PhD, by the way.
Yeah. And so, and he talks about the some more work. It's called Kaluza-Klein Theory, Unification of the Fields and Space Propulsion, something that I've worked in. And when you get into some of these more esoteric areas of science that, you know, it's really would be almost impossible to even talk about on the air, you don't know where successes are going to come from. Some guy wandering off into Never Never Land. Let me just explain. When you're on the edge of discovery or non-discovery, let me just mention back in the Middle Ages when Kepler and those guys, we view them today as great discoveries because what they were proposing made a lot of sense. But a lot of them also went through epochs where, like Kepler was trying to fit geometric forms one inside the other as a relationship between the planets and their orbits, and it didn't work. So hundreds of things were tried, and only a few of them made it through to, you know, to the history books. So I don't know if you can slam people for believing in something or going off in a certain direction, because you don't know. When you're out in that Never Never Land of discovery, you don't know what's going to work. I try and control myself because I have a real good grasp on physics, and I have a good grasp on the history of physics, and I know the big problems that have to be solved, and I don't allow myself to go off into Never Never Land that I have a very good understanding of what direction I have to go, like solving the prime number problem. But it took me a lifetime to do that.
Right, right. Jim, we've got another caller on hold here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. With all due respect to Professor McCanny, you see, I have an issue because, for one, we always hear people who are against global warming saying that it's impossible for man to change the climate, and it's impossible. Our CO2 isn't doing anything to global warming, etc. And yet, the people who believe that HAARP can alter or change a hurricane believe that, you know, a transmitter over in Alaska aimed or configured to target the Gulf of Mexico can cause a hurricane to pick up trillions of tons of water. And if you think of measure that in wattage, you know, picking up a trillion or 20 trillion tons, because that's the full amount of rain that rained from Hurricane Harvey, and causing the hurricane to build up and pick up that much water and weight from an antenna transmitting low power, not even that much power from HAARP.
Okay, Paul.
Thank you for your call. We'll have Jim respond to your question there.
Well, let me ask Paul something. Have you ever lit a fire with a match and had a big fire that you put more and more wood on, but you only started with a match? Have you ever done that?
Is Paul still there? I guess we.
I suspect he has.
Yeah. We'll begin with that premise and move forward.
Yeah, and so the other question is: have you ever, say, shot a gun, or seen somebody, or you're aware of it at least, where you pull a trigger, which is a pretty mild, you know, source of energy? You're releasing a firing pin that has a spring on it. The firing pin hits, which still, by the way, doesn't have much energy in it, hits a blasting cap, which sets off a charge that's really big and sends a cannon shell out the barrel. So these are called trigger mechanisms. So if you understand what really causes hurricanes, you're not causing you're not creating all the energy that picks up megatons of water. You're releasing already existing sources of energy, and that's when I was working with Russian scientists. And by the way, nobody uses HAARP anymore. It was not a very successful technology. What they actually use now are laser satellites that release the energy in the ionosphere. And that's what Tesla is doing, and that's actually a good segue from what we were talking about originally, that the idea that El Nino or La Nina somehow creates hurricanes is preposterous, but that's standard science, preposterous stories. The issue with creating weather is you don't generate the energy in the hurricane. You simply have a trigger mechanism that is part of the natural process, and you enhance it. With a very small amount of energy, you can enhance a hurricane. And I learned how to do that, and I worked with the Russian scientists, and that's what's being used today, are laser satellites, not HAARP. But anyway, that's a little bit...
Jim, I got a follow-up on that. It's not really, it's somewhat related, but not directly. A woman I work with here locally, she says her grandfather's barn had what appeared to be two lightning rods, one at each end of the roof of the barn. When I say appeared to be, they weren't lightning rods. They actually collected electricity and made light in the interior of the barn. You ever hear of such a thing?
Let me explain something. Atmospheric electricity, there's a difference between voltage and power. And a lot of alternative energy people get mixed up with this. But you can probably get enough energy out of the local atmosphere at certain times to maybe light a small light bulb, a small one.
Right.
And so he was not lighting up the barn like the like the Empire State Building.
Well, no, not like a football stadium, no. But some light's better than no light at all, isn't it?
Exactly. When you're moving around a barn... and it's certainly probably much better than having kerosene lamps, as Mrs. O'Leary found out. But anyway,
of course, would it be a way? No, I'm trying to understand this myself. If the if it was collecting electricity 24 hours a day and storing it in a battery, and you only needed it for 1 hour a day, then you would have a little bit more electricity to make use of, wouldn't you?
Right, but collecting and somehow building his own inverter and all of that seems a bit difficult to imagine. So hard to say what he really had under the hood there.
Right. I imagine it'll all be DC. I doubt there'd be any inversion. It would probably all DC.
DC, yeah. He jerry-rigged a flashlight. And yeah, if you're in a dark place and there's not much light, it's still good. Your eyes will adapt. And, you could feed the pigs and clean out the trough and milk the cows and do just fine. So
something else that fascinates, I don't recall if you and I have talked about it, is earth batteries, which experiments began with those in the 1840s, where you take dissimilar metals on a north-south axis in moist soil and generate electricity with earth batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating area. My friend Tim Spencer, you've talked to Tim, I know. He observed firsthand. He's a firsthand witness to the U.S. Army running an experiment with a number of earth batteries operating small electrical devices in a tent next to the earth batteries.
Hmm. Yeah. So, but the point is, you're not going to get much energy from what our atmosphere is a dielectric, and we live in a capacitor that has about 300 volts per meter, which is pretty high for a naturally occurring capacitor. But the error is a naturally occurring dielectric, which if there's any charge anywhere in there, it completely neutralizes it like pronto. So you're not going to get much current. You know, this was what I was saying, the difference between voltage and power is very different because you don't have any power unless current flows. And if you have current flowing, it's going to move to discharge very quickly and then neutralize it. That's what lightning does. You get a lightning bolt, it's a flash of energy, and then it's all over.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of December. Year is quickly wrapping up. Visiting Professor James McCanney's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got about 3 minutes here to get out whatever you need to be getting out today, sir.
It's interesting. Tomorrow I'm going to be the host on the Power Hour. It's in the afternoon now. I think it's 3 p.m. Central Time. I was invited to be on there because the main host, Daniel, is going to be on vacation. So anyway, just a one-time thing. Also, just go to my webpage, of course, and beware that in the next number of days, we're going to be bombarded by the idea that this Christmas star didn't exist or that it was a planetary alignment or anything under the sun to keep you from understanding that it was a comet, a very special comet. And so, also, I just wanted to go back to Rational Wiki here, this John Brandenburg. It says here, in a derogatory way, Brandenburg declared himself a devout Pentecostal Christian. Now, John, if you heard that, would you think badly of the person for some reason?
Not at all. I know many Pentecostal people. They're just salt-of-the-earth people.
Yeah, and so anyway, that's science is atheistic today. So you can see the tone, and then at the end it says, never been accept, his submissions never accepted by peer-reviewed journals. And then at the end it says, Journal of Cosmology doesn't count. I mean, this Rational Wiki says more about itself than it does about anybody that's in there. And then, of course, they have the standard UFO, the stuff that the CIA actually makes up and then points to as goofy science. So anyway, it's a zoo out there. You have to understand what you're dealing with. But that doesn't mean that John Brandenburg is right about what he's saying. It's just that it's interesting. He certainly rubbed somebody the wrong way to get his name in Rational Wiki.
Yep. Yep.
And he's a standard scientist. I mean, he's got a PhD. He went through the school, you know, got the paper and the official paper and badge, and now is saying something that people don't want him to say.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that all that does is lend credibility as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, well, we're going to get chopped off by the music here. So, John,
we are.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Yep.
Okay. That's Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. All right. A top of the hour break coming up. We're going to open lines the second hour. Your call number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What a year it's been. The Donald being elected president. How about that? Stay tuned. We'll be back up.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.